The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington, or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, and the Donald has signed an executive order against North Korea. Harley.
It is particularly targeting North Korea's trading partners. He said, and I thought this was a good way for him to put it, he said foreign banks will face a clear choice, do business with the U.S. or facilitate trade with the lawless regime in North Korea. And the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said it this way. He said, foreign financial institutions are now on notice that going forward they can choose to do business with the U.S. or with North Korea, but not with both.
Well, I think that's a fair point, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's the most powerful way to...
They can't be quarantined from the problems of the world, can they?
No, they can't. And the real issue for North Korea is, what are you going to do if some of your primary trading partners, particularly the big banks in the world that right now are doing business with you, what if they stop?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because China could do that with energy as well. I think Trump's got him covered, this lunatic in North Korea. 15 people dead at least on the island of Dominica, Hurricane Maria, battering the Caribbean. Where are we now?
Well, yeah, we have 19 total in the Caribbean, all across, most of them on Dominica. The storm right now is headed for the Dominican Republic. And of course, after that, well, it's actually hitting the Dominican Republic, just the northern coast of it right now. It'll then hit the Turks and Caicos and the Bahamas tonight. Mm. And then it's not going to be a problem. It's going to move on out into the Atlantic. However, 3.4 million people, nearly everyone on Puerto Rico, has no electricity. It'll be weeks or months for some of them to get it back. It is a very, very big deal. One observer said they've been blasted back to the Dark Ages.
They're saying at Puerto Rico, there'll be 30 inches of rain will fall over the weekend. 30 inches. And residents have been told to seek higher ground. 30 inches over the weekend.
Well, and it's an island. You know, where do you go?
Where do you go, Harley? Andre Ward.
Andre Ward, I like this. He quits intact. He's undefeated. He's a light heavyweight champion. Age 33. He's 32-0. 16 by knockout. He announced today he no longer has the desire to fight. He said, if I cannot give everything I have, I should no longer be fighting. He said, my body can no longer put up with the rigors of the sport, therefore my desire to fight is no longer there. And so he's not going to go stumbling around. He's whole, he's healthy.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Well, he leaves with a significant legacy. I mean, many say he's the best pound-for-pound boxer in the world, Andre Ward.
Right.
33. He's held titles at super middleweight, moved up to the weight division, unified the division. Good on you, Harley. Now, I'm away for a week. I know you'll miss me, but I'll see you on return, Harley.
I will miss you.
Thank you, Harley.